I remember is when early on, when I was getting sober and I was, you know, going to AA and in and out and different things like that, it was, I had a friend of mine who was my mortgage broker and also a real estate lady that helped me in my endeavor of trying to build a fortune with real estate, which I was successful for quite a few years, but then, you know, the tax things changed in 1986 or something when Reagan changed the tax structure where you couldn't deduct a lot of the things. Anyhow, so, but she was also my drinking buddy, one of my drinking buddies. And I run into her one day and I said, "Where you been?" She said, "Well, I decided to get sober and I've been going to AA." And I said, "Oh, that's good." I said, "I'm trying too. What's your home group? Where are you going?" And she told me. So I started going up to her home group, and when I finally decided to make a change in my life pertaining to that, they recommend that you get a sponsor. And I thought, wow, she'd be a good sponsor. She already knows me. She knows all of my idiosyncrasies, and I know hers. And I said, ah, it's good. Her name happened to be Judy, too. Judy's are real special in my life. My cousin Judy and I were going to get married growing up, but that didn't work out. So I did. I finally got a Judy, so that worked out good. So I said to her, I said, "Judy, I said, how about you being my sponsor?" She says, "I can't." I said, "What do you mean you can't?" "No." She says, "AA tradition says men have to have men sponsors and women have to have women sponsors."
Oh.
And I said, "Oh." So I was crushed. So a couple months went by, and I just being observant of all the men that was in the rooms, and I didn't see anybody I really wanted to call my sponsor, so I decided to call on Jesus, and Jesus has been my sponsor all through this last 1986 until now, whatever. Huh? Oh, I've been sober for 40 years. Tell Ryan there's hope. Anyhow. I don't know where I went with all that, but yeah, women are an important part, and you know, it's, yeah, and even Paul talked about it, that there's no difference between male and female, Jew and Greek, we're all one in Christ, and I'm glad that we're recognizing some of that stuff. Yes, sir.
You might mention that Bethel's had four women pastors.
In the past, yeah.
And this year, they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Methodist Church formally recognized
acknowledging
pastor
yep.
in 76.
Yeah. Yeah, Wesley also had women that he recruited and helped preach the gospel. So, I mean, he was open to it, but I don't know, some of the other people, it took a long time. But here we are.